Hello, I'm Alicia. This is Annie.
Hi.
This is Nicole Ty.
Hi.
Nicole Luck.
Hi.
And this is Emily.
Hi.
Today we're going to be talking about Mesopotamian culture, such as their religion, values, languages, music, and traditions. Annie is going to tell us about the religion.
Mesopotamian religion was polytheistic, which means the followers worshipped many main gods and thousands of minor gods.
I'm going to be talking about values, and the Mesopotamians valued farming, so they farmed, and they were carters, brickmakers, carpenters, fishermen, and much more. Nicole is going to talk to us about language in Mesopotamia.
Wait, have you guys ever wondered what the people in Mesopotamia speak? The people in Mesopotamia write Sumerian, Babylonian, and Assyrian. The people in Mesopotamia first developed Sumerian as their first language slash writing.
Nicole Luck is going to tell us about the music in Mesopotamia.
The ancient Sumerians must have thought music was important because the remains of the instruments have been found by archaeologists in their tombs.
Wow, in their tombs, they must have really valued music. Now, Emily, why don't you tell us about the traditions in Mesopotamia?
Well, Alicia, some of the most common types of festivals and holidays involve the days connected to the cycle of the phases of the moon. During the lunar month, they were given 6 holidays where they took part in games and entertainment. They were also given 3 days for pure relaxation, and they were given another 3 days for the lunar festivals.
Annie's going to tell us more about the religion in Mesopotamia.
Every city had a temple at its center for its patron god or goddess, who provided law and order and fought their wars.
I'm also going to be talking about how the Mesopotamians valued education. So the boys went to school in temples, but eventually they had schools open to the public, but they charged very costly tuition. This ensured that only boys from wealthy families could afford to have any level of Mesopotamian education. And I think that everyone should be able to go to school and have education, but I do understand that back then girls didn't go to school, and I guess they only wanted boys from wealthy families to go to school. Nicole Tai, why don't you tell us more about the language in Mesopotamia?
In ancient Mesopotamia, people used cuneiforms as a board to write on. The first alphabet ever made is in 1400 BCE.
Nicole Luck, why don't you tell us about some of the things that the Mesopotamians made?
They made jewelry, musical instruments, small statues, intricate chairs, weapons, and mosaics.
Emily, why don't you tell us about the biggest festival celebrated by the people of Mesopotamia?
Okay, Alicia, the biggest festival was celebrated on December 31st to January 1st. This ancient Mesopotamian New Year's festival occurred during the first 11 days of Nisan. Nisan was the month associated with the spring equinox.
Thank you for that. So Nicole, I have a question for you. Why is culture important?
I think culture is important because we need a background. For example, Asians have Chinese New Year and mooncakes. For Mexicans, they have quinceañera.
So Annie, what are the impacts of having a culture?
The ancient Mesopotamian culture, including their writing systems, civilization, and agriculture, has impacted libraries, road networks, and math in our world today.
So now we're going to do a little quiz to see how much we remember from this podcast. So, how many days did the Mesopotamians get for pure relaxation?
I know!
Okay, well, Nicole Tai, why don't you tell us?
They get 3 days.
That is correct. Now, another question is, where was a temple for each patron god or goddess located? A, in the palace, B, in the center of the city, C, in the pyramid. So, Nicole Luck, why don't you tell us what the answer is?
I think it's in the center of the city.
Correct. What are the 3 languages that the people of Mesopotamia speak? A, Assyrian, Babylonian, Sumerian. B, Japanese, Korean, or Chinese. C, English, German, or French.
I know.
Okay, what is it?
They speak Assyrian, Babylonian, and Sumerian.
That is also correct. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed and have a great day. Bye!
Bye.